WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. A hacker claims to have obtained the personal information of 48.5 million users of a COVID health code mobile app run by the city of Shanghai, according to Reuters. The hacker, who goes by the username XJP, provided a sample of the data, including the phone numbers, names, and Chinese identification numbers and health code status of 47 people, before offering it for sale at a price of $4,000 on the hacker site Breach Forums. The database allegedly contains the information of everyone who lives in or has visited Shanghai since the Sui Shenma health code system was put into place. Ukraine's top cyber official addressed a room full of security experts and hackers at the Black Hat convention following a two-day trip from Kiev to a casino in Las Vegas, VOA reports. During his unannounced visit, Viktor Zhora, deputy head of Ukraine's state special communications service, said the number of cyber incidents that have hit Ukraine tripled in the months following Russia's invasion of the country, as officials have detected over 1,600 major cyber incidents since the beginning of the year. From WOWT 6 News, the FBI thwarted a cyber attack in Nebraska that was targeting at least 6 different co-ops within the Omaha FBI jurisdiction, which includes Iowa. The incidents had the potential to create major damage to Nebraska's biggest businesses, disrupting the food supply from farm to table. Despite the attacks being averted, agents are still working to track down those responsible. The Ontario Cannabis Store is unable to process or deliver orders after a cyber attack hit one of its logistics partners, according to the Canadian Press. Officials at Domain Logistics have said there is no indication that any customer information was compromised, but out of an abundance of caution, the decision was made to shut down operations until a full forensic investigation is completed. The breach stands to impact those who shop on the OCS website, the only legal online retailer of recreational cannabis in Ontario. One of Canada's biggest manufacturers of recreational vehicles is struggling with the after effects of a cyber attack, IT World Canada reports. Quebec-based BRP Inc., better known as Bombardier Recreational Products, is working with cybersecurity experts to assist in securing their systems and supporting an internal investigation. Officials say progress has been made in restoring their servers, and some operations are expected to resume in the coming days. However, transactions with customers and suppliers may still face delays. From CryptoSleep, Dutch authorities arrested an unnamed 29-year-old man suspected to be a Tornado Cash developer in Amsterdam. This follows the criminal investigation into Tornado Cash that started in June after officials suspected that the protocol was being used to conceal large-scale criminal money flows. Tornado Cash was then sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury, leading to widespread condemnation from the crypto community. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Hillary McClure.